Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special holiday edition of Graphic Audio's All in Your Mind podcast.
Very special indeed.
We have our usual gang of idiots. We have David Coyne.
That's right, and I'm still your friend.
It's true, I wouldn't lie.
And in the booth, we have Dwayne Beeman, or a reasonable facsimile.
Hey, what's happening, Graphic Audio listeners?
Huh, Dwayne sounds a little off of his game today. Are you all right in there, man?
Yeah, it must be something wrong with the mic, Dave. I don't sound as cool as I usually do.
Yeah, that makes must
sense.
Be it.
All right. We have a very special guest with us today. I guess I should say that much of Graphic Audio's audience is made up of long-distance travelers. Long-haul truckers, the knights of the road, commuters with lengthy car trips or train trips or even plane trips. But we are ever so pleased and honored to find out that one of our biggest fans is a gentleman who covers more ground than anyone. And I'm not talking about body mass. All in a single night. Ladies and gents, I'm proud to introduce the one and only jolly old elf himself, Santa Claus.
All right, come on, make some room. Back up. I said back up. No, hey, you keep your hands to yourself.
Ho, 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 that never gets old.
Thanks for being with us today, Santa.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Richard.
And who's this with you, Santa? Looks like an assistant or a bodyguard?
The name's Crampy. Crampy the Elf. You got a problem with that?
Well, whoa. He's got a lot of attitude. I like the shades.
Do not touch the big guy. Ever.
Yikes.
Okay.
Crampy knows 16 ways to kill a man, Richard.
Really?
I know 4 ways to slice a tomato.
My right butt cheek.
Well, I must say that it's I'm a little nervous talking to Santa Claus. You know, it's been a while.
Indeed.
And I thank you for taking the time to be with us today, Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is your busy season.
Oh, sure.
Let's get right to the questions, if that's okay with you.
Oh yeah, sounds good. Let's do this.
So, I understand you actually listen to Graphic Audio as you and the reindeer make your global deliveries. Is that true?
Oh, yes, I've been listening to Graphic Audio since you began production.
That's great.
And whereas I do enjoy the movie in your mind experience, the original reason I started listening was to drown out the sounds of reindeer farting.
What titles do you listen to?
Oh, like everyone else, I love the Deathlands. It kind of counterbalances all the good cheer and sappiness that comes with the holidays.
Right.
I suppose I don't really have a favorite title or even a genre. I find them all very entertaining.
Mm.
Now, I can tell you that I do enjoy a good sex scene.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, those are really zesty. Anytime two characters are going at it, well, let's just say the North Pole gets a little more north.
Oh, easy there, Crampy.
I know there's been a lot of hype and conflicting information, even disinformation about you and your operation and its history. How the sleigh works, the elf labor force, the recent strike.
We are all members of ELFTRA.
Really?
ELFTRA?
The Elves Union.
Uh-huh.
Is that like AFTRA? What does that stand for?
Doesn't stand for anything. It's just a funny play on words.
Hmm.
Crampy is a very special elf.
What would you say is the biggest hassle of the whole Christmas Eve trip?
Well, I don't like to complain, Richard. I don't see anything as a hassle if you have the right perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of money, which I have.
Yeah, money's good.
Like a ridiculous amount. Anyway.
Who goes with you on the trip? Who do you take with you?
Well, you know the drill, the reindeer, they pull the sleigh, and then I take a couple of elves to just help me out. Some of the packages get pretty heavy, and Santa's got a bad back.
I had no idea.
Now, if I could get it by the missus, I would roll with Quentin Tarantino and Jessica Biel. She can't hear this.
And here's something I've always wondered. How do you compile your naughty and nice list?
Oh, as you might imagine, it's a very delicate and complicated process.
Oh, that's good to know.
I have to take into account many psychological factors, including the nature versus nurture argument, and genetics plays a small role, too. Some people just can't help the way they behave. And once all of that is tallied up, the mother-in-law makes the
yes.
final decision.
Of course she does.
That makes sense.
I suppose to her it does.
Well, if it's okay with you, let's go down the list on some of our own Graphic Audio players, see who's been naughty or nice this year. What about Nan Savard?
She's the perfect combination of naughty and nice.
Ken Jackson?
Oh, Ken is a good egg, yeah, yeah. What people don't know, though, is that he's actually older than me.
Really?
Yeah, Ken is 261.
You're kidding.
He's very careful about what he eats.
Terrence Azelford.
Top of the naughty list. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Criminal behavior.
Well, it's always the quiet ones. Colleen Delaney?
Now, see, Colleen is tricky because she's inherently nice.
Yeah.
But everyone at the shop wants so badly for her to be naughty.
Rose Supan.
Can't talk about Rose. No, no, pending legal matters that have yet to be cleared up.
What about Mort Shelby?
Depends on the year, really. Kind of fluctuates. This year, he's good.
No way.
Way.
Well, how about Nathaniel Perry?
Nathaniel doesn't celebrate Christmas. No, he celebrates every other day but Christmas.
How about Dwayne in the booth here?
Dwayne is an old friend.
Yeah. St. Nick and I, we go way back.
Yeah, he's in line for my job when I retire.
Brian Rogers?
Oh, the elves are constantly trying to come up with new things that he can wear.
So that's where he gets all those new outfits. Yeah, that makes sense. What about Angie Cornette?
Oh, Angie works harder than any elf I've seen come through the sweatshop. Yep. She's always on the nice list.
How about Dave?
Dave is on a different list entirely.
Yeah?
Yeah, it rhymes with spit.
What about me? How do you think I've been doing?
Oh, you're a good boy, Richard, but I can't understand why every year you ask for more coconut oil and rubber snakes.
Okay, I think that's enough of that. Let's move on to the next question.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got a schedule to keep to. We gotta be downtown at 6 o'clock for an interview with Fox. So, can we wrap this up?
Well, I guess that about does it for this holiday edition of All in Your Mind. I want to thank Santa and Crampy for visiting us, spending a little time with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
great time.
I guess it's time for you guys to get back to work, huh?
If by work you mean ordering a bunch of little mythical creatures around while drinking eggnog, then yes.
I'd give an ovary to get out of this gig.
Well, I guess we should wish you all a very happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas to all. And a very happy new year.
Happy holidays, and may your heart be filled with, blood.
From all of us here at Graphic Audio.
Peace.